Morning, Professor.
Good morning.
Now, as a first good question, I guess, the United States Secretary of Treasury, he said that I think what we are doing is long-term good for the economy. What do you think he means by that? Is that a good move for the world's economy or is it just for the US economy?
It's probably actually short-term and long-term bad, both for the US and world economies.
Right.
It's very hard to see much good coming out of what they are doing.
I see. That's not a good thing to hear. But I guess what are the broader implications Trump's tariffs are going to have?
Well, the direct effects are actually not that substantial. Essentially, they're imposing tariffs on about $60 billion worth of Chinese goods. The Chinese economy is $17 trillion in size. So that's, about 300 times the size of the of what the tariffs are being imposed on. So this is likely to have a very modest effect on China directly. And also the effects on Australia are also directly are likely to be fairly modest as well, because most of these goods don't have a lot of Australian content in them. So essentially the direct effects on China and on Australia are likely to be quite small. And actually, if China retaliates, which is kind of likely, there are actually potentially some small direct benefits for Australia, because one of the things China might retaliate on is, say, US exports of agricultural goods, and Australia is a potential alternative supplier.
Oh, wow, okay. That's, I guess, a beneficial thing if this does happen. There has been controversy that such a move could actually spark a trade war if this doesn't ensue.
Sure. So it's actually, it's that indirect effect that's the thing that's more worrying. And it's the that we're gradually eroding the world trading system that was built up after the Second World War. And that world trading system, I think, has been one of the important institutions that's kind of helped with more general economic stability since the Second World War. And so if countries start retaliating quickly without actually going through World Trade Organization rules, then essentially you undermine that institution and reduce its ability to effectively regulate world trade.
Right. Could you see Australia, our nation, getting tangled up in that kind of potential US-China trade conflict?
I don't think we will. Again, the effects on us will all be indirect. I don't think you'll see Australia taking direct retaliatory action on the US, and I don't think you'll see China taking retaliatory action on Australian goods. It's all about what Australian content in Chinese goods is affected by US tariffs. And also, when China retaliates, what's the effect on the Chinese demand for Australian goods? But as I said, I think the bigger thing is actually indirect, because the World Trade Organization, I think, was very important during the global financial crisis for stopping countries raising their protection. So if we undermine the WTO this time around, then next time there's a recession, we could have a really big trade war.
Right, okay. You did mention recession. How has this already, or has it already impacted the US-Chinese stock markets? Has it been quite impactful?
Well, it definitely had a modest impact on the stock markets. The stock markets, share prices are what we call a forward-looking variable, and they see the potential for a risk of trade problems down the line, so they're pricing a little bit of that in. But it's not like markets have reacted hugely to this, because the stock market in the US is at levels that were only first reached last October. So it's not like they've gone back that far.
Okay, I guess that's a good thing to hear that. Well, I guess looking to the future, hopefully that we don't have another recession and that the trade war doesn't get in the way of us being able to recover. But thank you so much, Professor, for enlightening us on this subject this morning.
Okay, thank you.